Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Sports Lounge with the Sultan of Safety's Fred Dreyer. Fred and Mike Horn will be back next week. Happy New Year.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is a gentleman we call Sultans. Waving at you there on the camera right now. Gentleman in a nice white shirt, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I thought I had a collar on this shirt when I grabbed it.
You didn't? No. Someone cut it off.
But it's a t-shirt, actually.
It's beautiful. Now, before the start of the show, and we've got a lot to talk about today, football, baseball, a whole bunch of stuff, soccer even, but well, let's talk a little bit, if we can, about lunch recently. I thought I took you to a very nice restaurant. We're outside, sitting under the trees, and you didn't like the restaurant at the time. You seemed to like it, but you ordered a sandwich? You never order sandwiches. You never ordered bread things. Why did you order a sandwich? Was the only
because,
thing?
Because I was being social, and I was just sitting there, and there's nowhere else to go. We didn't. When was it? Was it a Sunday or something?
I don't know. A weekday or something. It was a Sunday.
It was a Sunday.
Yeah, we went out for like a brunch kind of thing.
Oh yeah, God, remind me not to go to the brunch in Burbank. God.
Well, we'll try it again. You should always try a place at least twice, but order something different.
I'm going to sit in the car while you
bring your own
tomato
food.
Soup.
Why don't you go pick up some stuff at that restaurant you like to go up there on Mulholland and just bring it with you in the plastic bin, and we'll eat it right there.
Hey, they've got some good sandwiches up there.
They do.
Thin
bread, right?
You know, normally you order them, and it says in the menu, with nice, thick, crusted, toasted...
focaccia bread or something. Yeah, real
toasted,
thick.
Toasted sourdough bread. Well, I don't want nicely toasted sourdough bread. I want real, real thin...
You like thin.
Crustless. Rye bread.
Wait a minute. You weren't one of those kids that had your mom cut the crust off the bread. Were you one of those?
No, but she did, because when I brought my sack home, because we were very conscientious about... of saving bags.
Brought your bags home?
Yeah, she'd see all the crust at the bottom of the sack.
And she figured it out.
And she says, well, I'll
cut the crust off.
Problem.
You, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the tough guy, the guy that can walk into the room and just read the room,
eight-year-old
knock
Fred.
A couple of people out and take no prisoners. You take crustless bread? That doesn't
crust.
Not
it was
right.
Crustless. It was so crustless.
Once this gets into the Fred Dreyer bio, you don't want this to happen here. Use the heel, the back last piece of the bread with the heel? You like that?
Yeah, I do.
I do, too. We'll be back with
I toast
more.
It.
We agree. I toast it, too. I toast you in the Sports Lounge. We'll be back.
Thank you. Hi, Fred Dreyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
The look on Fred Dreyer's face, like, what is this? It's not my normal bumper.
No,
Christmas
this is
bumper.
This reminds me of Hawthorne, California, in the late 50s, early 60s.
Really?
Yes.
The Ventures music playing a little holiday cheer for you.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Giddy up, let's go. You know, it's like we're, 25 days or less before Christmas time here now already. It's amazing. It's crazy.
All right, get rid of it.
All right, welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer there. I'm kind of in the holiday spirit because in my backyard, I have a storage shed that stores all of my Christmas decorations, and I have lots.
Oh.
And I haul those things out, and I got scenes. When I was like a little kid, I have Department 56 scenes where there's trains moving around, and there's, you know, automobiles driving down, and there's like a little Dickens Christmas village. And I put all that stuff up, and you're going to be the first person I invite over to have what I serve normally is like a hot toddy, and we'll just take
a
look.
What's in your hot toddies?
Port.
Really?
Yeah, I knew I'd get you
hot toddy.
I get you with that, don't
Isn't
I?
Doesn't a hot toddy have like a whiskey?
Yeah, it's got all that stuff in there. Yeah, it is the whiskeys and things. I do have some. Rosemary Henry has a special brew she puts together at Christmas time for your coffee, and I'm going to make you some of that because it's really good.
Is it? Will it put me in the holiday mood?
It'll put you in whatever mood you want to be in.
All right.
And get you in there. So anyway, the Christmas time is here. The holiday season is in. So we're happy to have you with us. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. I also, just for a little business-wise, I talked to our good friend Darren Peck at Sports Byline. You know, the Sports Byline radio network.
Oh,
Ron Barr and our good people.
Sports Byline.
Yeah, Sports Byline. They go ahead and put everything together. Darren Peck said, hey, you know, you sound like Mike Horn. And I said, that's me. And he goes, hey, well, are you going to go 5 days a week? And he says, you keep teasing me, and we're not doing it. So we got to do it here into the new year. We got to
get
it together and just bite the bullet.
Well, you know, we're just to be honest with everybody, we're waiting to see if we can get some
sponsors.
Money and sponsors.
That's what I told Darren.
And you did tell him that.
I did tell him that. Well, he says, hey, that sounds good. I'd like to make a few bucks with it. So he's got some time there. It looks like we'll be expanding it. And there you have it. And we'll get to be 5 days a week before Ron Say. There's a little competition going on here, isn't there, between our new Ron Say show?
You're the one that hired him.
Well, actually, he came to us, and so we put him on here and said, come on, put your show on. So there you go.
Is he listening to this show right now?
Oh, I'm sure. I've heard. I have no idea.
You have no idea.
I have absolutely no idea.
Well, let's get him over here, and we'll go side by side, and
yes,
we'll talk sports, as it were.
Yeah, that'd be good. So we got some things to talk about here. First, let's kind of go over football, because you and I have been respectable handicapping games, but there is literally no way to handicap games. Teams you think are going to win stink. You know, like Tampa Bay was almost ready to just take it down, and all of a sudden they lose again. Green Bay, what's wrong with that Aaron Rodgers? Is he injured or something? They keep saying they might bring a younger quarterback out or something. What's wrong with Green Bay? They're not showing up. And I agree with you, Fred Dreyer. You say ride the unbeaten teams until they lose, and that's why Philly is looking pretty good this year. And
if you were going to go to Vegas, you'd have a hot sheet.
You'd
give a pick six of sort, and you would pick out six.
And we'd still lose.
And you would lose less under that situation.
Because we're only picking six.
You're not winning. Okay, so but you are going to win. You hope that the good teams get back on a hot streak, and I think Philadelphia will. And Philadelphia is only one team of 16 every week.
Yeah,
17 or whatever the hell it is.
There's a lot of teams, but let me say if we can.
Yeah,
in looking here, there is another team that I've got to take a look here that's still got some pretty good records in the NFL. And you know, like when you take a look at the standings and everything, you take a look at Miami Dolphins at 8-3. You know, 8-3 Buffalo Bills. They didn't play like an 8-3 team last week. Buffalo. They didn't.
What did they play like? They got beat, didn't they?
Yeah, and Baltimore Ravens 7-4. They looked like they were going to win. They took a dive. You know, the Bengals now are saying here in our prep sheet, oh, we're getting ready to go to the Super Bowl again. They're 7-4. Big deal. You know, the Titans are 7-4. Kansas City Chiefs 9-2. There's a team to be reckoned with. They're pretty consistent, and I like that coach all day long. I'll take a look at it. So the Eagles are 10-1. They've only lost one game. So Kansas City 9-2. There you go. That's what's happening here in the league.
Yeah. Well, look,
how are the Rams doing, your old Rams?
No, this is a disgrace.
3-8.
You know, look, there's many truths. You know?
Yes.
And then there's the timing of when things happen.
Yeah.
So a year ago, everybody was saying, you think the Rams will win? I said, they got a good shot at it if they stay healthy. So what happens? They pretty much stayed healthy, and they had good playoff games, and they had a good Super Bowl, which always helps if you want to win that game.
Yeah.
So they win it, but the left tackle retires, and they knew he was going to retire. We talked about that.
Right.
And then they lost the linebacker, that free agent linebacker that they had there. He went to Buffalo. And then you had a couple of linemen get hurt. And then you had about four or five offense and defensive linemen, you know, go through the shuffle of going from one team to another. And the end result is you've got a Super Bowl championship team with the Rams suddenly mediocre. And when you see them play, and when you see what happened to Stafford this last week.
Yeah.
He got his brains beat in.
Yeah.
And when I saw that guy whiplash him and throw him down.
2 weeks ago,
He actually fell down backwards over. It's like when you were a kid, you get on your hands and knees behind your friend and the guy pushes him over. Well, that's what happened to him. And he went right on his head. His head did not bounce at all. It was just a bad deal. And so he's on concussion protocol, so much so that there's 6 games left?
Yeah, just to, you know.
Is that right? There's 17 games.
Yeah, I think they got about six more games.
Okay. So they're going to probably sit They're probably going to sit him.
Well, they might as well. The defending Super Bowl champs are like, what are they, 3-8, something
well,
like that?
If you're married to that guy, you know, you're saying, hey, look, I don't want a dumbbell.
Exactly.
You know, for a husband for the next 45 years. You know, you guys don't. You know, if we have to retire, then we will. We'll figure out the money, but nothing is ever about all money. It's about his health and going forward. And he's got kids, and you can't screw around stuff like that.
I like the Eagles and I like the Chiefs a lot. Honorary mentions here to some surprising teams. One of which is the Minnesota Vikings. They're 9-2. I like them. And the other team to watch, the 49ers, 7-4. They're sort of coming alive here a little bit. And even though they're 7-4, they got some momentum going there. So I like them. And Dallas is 8-3. So we got to take, you know, maybe America's team is back. Buffalo Bills still 8-3, but they're not doing it for me. You know, Miami's okay at 8-3. You know, we see what's going on. The Titans 7-4, forget it. The Ravens are 2-up-and-down, 7-4. They might have an outside shot. The Bengals are also 7-4.
Ravens have a problem with that quarterback.
He's good and he's bad.
Well, he's like I say to you all the time.
What do you say? Tell it to us again.
They're mental cases. He's got a mother, a loving, devoted mother, representing him. So if you want to talk to him, you got to call his mom.
Really?
You knew that, didn't
no,
you?
No, I didn't know that. Well, what's the deal?
You know, if you're the head of the Ravens and you want to, you know, talk to him, and you go down to the field before practice and he's on the sideline warming up, you say, "Hey, Bronco, after practice, maybe we can get together and talk a little bit about your contract and the future with the Ravens." And he'll say, "You got to call my mom."
Wow. How old is the guy?
4.
Jackson? Didn't know that either. All right, we're going to take a break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, coming to you live and direct here on Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back. Oh, by the way, Facebook Live, check us out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. and you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Freddy baby, I like you playing football and you're so good. When you drink a highball and Freddy baby, you're such a good actor to me.
Welcome back here to the special edition.
I really needed that. It was a pickup. It was a Christmas pickup.
Was that great for you to cheer jump over?
Yeah. Don't ever do that.
Thank you. That's good. All right. So since we've talked a little problems in football, we should probably look at baseball because right now a lot of guys, you know, they have these options where teams want to get under the payroll tax, so they grant this the guys, they cut them loose, but they can still get a draft choice if the guy signs another team. And there's a lot of players out there like this Cody Bellinger. He was good in 2019?
Center fielder for the Dodgers.
Yeah, center fielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Still plays good defense out there in center field, but he can't hit the side of a barn. And here's the thing. You know, we talk to old-time ball players, and they say, look, we always hit for average. These guys now bat like 200, and just because they hit a couple of home runs, they're like superstars. Not in my book, they're not. If you're batting 200, you stink. What do you think about that? You're kind of the old school.
That is true. They're not. I'm not. You don't have to be old school to agree that you should hit over 200. This guy is, as I've said to you a million times, they're all mental cases. They're torn between hitting, being consistent, and having the skills to continually. Have an intelligence way of swinging the baseball bat in the batter's box, and this guy had it for a couple of years, a year and a half. Then he did a fist bump with a couple of his teammates in the Super Bowl or in the Rose Bowl. Where were they? No, they were at in Houston,
right?
In a playoff game, I think it was. And he hurt his shoulder, dislocated his shoulder or something, and he hasn't been right since.
Yeah, as I recall, he high-fived what's his face?
What is his name?
Kiki.
Kiki, yeah, that guy.
He high-fived Kiki and Hernandez, and then Kiki knocked his elbow out, his shoulder out. Next thing you know, this guy hasn't recovered yet. Still,
no.
He's like uncomfortable up there. He stands like a tall beanpole, really straight, and then I don't know, I would crouch a little bit. He's tall. You have to crouch down, give yourself a little break there on the strike zone instead of giving him all that room.
As we get closer to, D-Day here with
baseball, spring training,
pitchers and catchers and spring training and handicapping the new Dodger lineup,
right?
Which I don't know. It sounds funny what they're going to be doing there. I heard a little bit about what they might be doing, but the point is, what was I going to say?
As we get closer to spring training.
We'll have Ron Say come in and handicap what the Dodgers are doing and what you think is the moves that they should make to maintain a great batting order. And, everybody is a year older.
Yes.
Everybody is, not as good as they were yesterday. And so what we have is...
We've got a pretty good opportunity to win some games. I'm sure they'll win 90 games this year. Will it be 111?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, I don't believe so. But what they need to do is they need a shortstop. Number one priority for Fred Dreyer's baseball team is to have the best shortstop. That's the center.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me just ask you a question here for a second. I get that. But here's the deal. And you played sports. You were a baseball pitcher in college. You played football, baseball. So here's the Dodgers. Let's just take them as an example. They went 111 games last year. Everybody's talking about, oh, this is the great Dodger team from spring training. It's really going to be the team to beat. They're the best team. They come from behind. They win game after game. They never had like three-game, four-game losing streaks. I forget what the longest one was. They always seem to be winning. They were like a pain in the other team's rear end. And it's like, come on. So they do so well. They get into the playoffs after taking a week off. And they choke and die in one day. Now, and win one game and then they're just gone. The whole thing is done. Is that why you want to explode the team? You got Trey Turner, who's the greatest leadoff guy. He's fast. He can steal the bases. He's a good fielder. He's a great hitter. He's a former batting champion. You let him walk, and then what, you're going to look for what? A second-best shortstop? You got Mookie Betts. You got Trey Turner. You got Freddie Freeman up there. You got Will Smith coming up there. Your first four are killers. You know, so you have like Cody Bellinger and Joey Gallo and some other guys who stink later in the game. Trade those guys away and get somebody to fill in there. They're just doing a big, huge change of their team. And I'm telling you, they're not going to win 90 games. They're going to screw it up. The Giants will pick up some of these people and put together a better team than the Dodgers.
Okay. So, it's my opinion. It's true. Well, it's a good opinion.
Yeah.
As true as that may be,
they need pitching and they don't go after it.
Well, they're going to have to. They are of the mind that they don't have to go out and buy big pitching contracts.
Okay.
But in order to win the World Series, you do.
Yes.
You have to do that. You got to go get Verlander.
That's what they need. So why are they screwing around with a shortstop and letting other guys go? Go and get some pitchers in there so you got some rotation going. Is Walker Buehler, your friend, going to come back and is he going to pitch well?
He's out for the year.
Again next year? Again?
Yeah, again.
I mean, he was out last year.
He tore his arm up halfway through last year. So he's got a year.
Got it.
Plus.
Yeah, okay.
So there he is. And he's not the answer.
Yeah.
He's going to come back from a torn elbow and win 25 games. They got Urias. They got Kershaw. They've got some issues in the bullpen where the selected lefty-righty situation is weak. You know, I mean, Kershaw is, you know, he'll win nine games probably. That's what he'll win.
Joe Moeller, the old-time Dodger pitcher, if you told me he's going to win 8 or 9 games, he'd go ahead and trade himself to some other team. I'm telling you, baseball is a weird game now, and you need pitching, and they need a fifth inning guy and a sixth inning guy and a seventh inning.
No,
they
that's
had Kenley
terrible.
Jansen, and he was better than what they
no,
got.
No, you don't want him. You don't want him.
Then give me somebody better.
He's a mental case.
Well,
Kenley Jansen.
Well,
he's
the other guy looked like
case.
A freaking parrot up there on the mound over there.
Here's what they did.
Kimbrel.
They miscalculated on their. They all want to have a matrix of we've got one guy that's going to give us 4 1/3. Oh. Then we've got to give they have a guy who's going to give us 2/3 to make it 5 innings.
Right.
Now you've got 4 innings left. So we need 3 pitchers and a closer. So they're going to go through 8 pitchers.
Yes. Every day to try to tell
people they're pitching geniuses, and what you should be doing is you should put Verlander out there, guys like that, DeGrom should just go after these guys and say you're pitching 8 innings and we've got 8 guys in the back that'll clean up for you if you happen to screw it up, which you probably will.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's what's got to be done. And the Dodgers' the problem last year was they didn't have enough pitching. Then they had the guy Trevor Bauer, who wasn't charged with anything. They investigated him.
Yeah,
they heard all the allegations, and by just the allegations, they're saying he's threw his blackballed out of baseball because he was choking a woman or something, and then they found out that she fabricated the whole thing and wanted him to do all this kind of stuff so she could. And so what happens to her? Nothing. And it's like, because he was stupid.
Can she pitch?
Maybe you might have an idea there.
I
didn't think about
that. Let's get her up. And,
I didn't think about that.
Dust her off and make her apologize to everybody, and she'll be your next starter.
Could be. It could be a good one.
Hey, look, you know something. This is a finite game, and you've got to decide how you're going to use your pitching staff. And I saw last year, the overview was that Dave Roberts, when it came down to making the decisions in playoff games, was poor.
In playoff games.
So how do you fix that?
You have to manage your playoff games. You got to play your playoff games different than the regular season. You got to throw it all out there. You need a guy that's going to go 8 innings. You need a guy that's going to go out there and say, "Hey, come on, Skip, let me have one more inning here."
What's Gonsolin, and the redheaded guy, that guy.
Yeah.
What's his
Dustin
name?
Dustin May.
That guy.
With the Mickey Mouse ears.
Those guys are not playoff pitchers.
Yeah.
They're regular season cleanup guys. That's what they are.
Well, they were good when they were good, but I don't know if they can withstand the time.
They haven't pitched enough, for my mind.
Exactly.
They haven't pitched enough to convince me.
Gosselin was on his way.
The only one that's done that, that's come in, that's been groomed to come in and win championship games, is Urias.
Yeah, and what about the other teams in the league? I say the Yankees are trying to get Aaron Judge. Let him go. I mean, come on. Did he get you into the playoffs? No. You know, come on. You're the Yankees. Everybody wants to play for you.
What a waste of money that is.
Yeah, it's a waste of money. Exactly. Get some good young players in there. Ride them until you can trade them away and keep going again, you know?
Yeah.
You know, who wouldn't want to play in New York or Los Angeles or a major good team somewhere?
You get to go to the beach.
San Francisco.
On your day off, go to Manhattan Beach, take the kids, and live it up.
We're going to go to a break, and then we'll come back. Too bad it's not the beach. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
If you have certain chronic conditions such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the Rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The Rope Trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones. Like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Under the mistletoe, midnight Christmas Eve. Your sweet kiss is the first gift I'd like to receive.
Uh-huh.
The presents that we bought.
Randy Travis.
Have to wait beneath
ladies
the tree. Meet me under the mistletoe.
What happened to him? Didn't he have
a stroke? Yes, he had a stroke. He said, talking again and doing some performing and stuff, but what a great writer and performer. Let's listen to his country Christmas.
Stockings on the mantel, everything's just right. Soon the house will come alive right. With family and
can he pitch, though? Can we get... welcome back here to... the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn.
You know something? Excuse me for interrupting, but you just said something. Can Randy Travis pitch?
Yeah.
Well, here's what we should make sure we do. We should make sure that we tell these pitchers who have walk-up music, pitchers that come who are walking out of the bullpen, coming in to relieve.
Yes.
They should have country western.
There are some
represented.
Yes.
I haven't heard.
Oh, there are some.
One Dodger
I've
pitcher or baseball.
You watch the Dodgers a lot. There are some that play. I forget who it was, but we've had some country music guys. Every team's got them, you know. But whatever inspires the at bat is walk up music. That's something new. It's like big deal. Get up there and get a hit. That's what I want to see. You know. So. Are you grabbing something there with that hand of yours out there that you're just holding on?
I'm contemplating.
Yeah.
I may burst out and writing down a note.
Good. While you're doing that, let's see what some of the neighbors are saying. Facebook Live is up and running here. We got Ray out there that's tuned in. Lori's there. Pamela's there. Sorry, we had some audio problems on the video feed, but it's working now. So get your questions and comments in. Go out there on Facebook Live and check it out because we're streaming it right now for you. Also on Tiki Live and on CRNTalk.com and everywhere else in between. Thank you so much for joining us here. Also, our radio broadcasts on Sports Byline Radio, on CRN Digital Talk Radio, and on Sirius XM. Every weekend here for you. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, Fred Dreyer's here, and we've got, our historian and photographer on the show. Pamela sends in from time to time some incredible pictures of not only, you as a football person, but you as Hunter. And you were in a lot of other things, too, by the way. A lot of people recall you from when you were on, what was you on? Were you on Friends? I think you were on Friends for an episode.
No, I was not.
Oh.
No.
You are on, what's the one that you're with? Cheers.
Cheers.
I knew it was a one-word thing.
Yeah.
So Cheers, you were on there. So anyway, so here's some more pictures here, if we can show you here, starting off, and we'll describe them for our radio audience.
Can you see these things?
Yeah. So this is a picture of Fred Dreyer. Looks like you were on the cover of San Diego Magazine. Now, we were just down in San Diego where they honored you. You were something else there at San Diego State. Give us some background on this, Fred. Are you playing down there?
Well, I played down there.
And pretty good. I mean, you're on in their Hall of Fame on their wall. They've got you up there.
I'm on the Hall of Fame, and I'm in the College Football Hall of Fame. You knew that.
Yeah.
Did
now,
you?
You were on the what? The
College Football Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So they don't say you're – oh, Hunter. It says SDSUS, San Diego State University softball player. Is that right? SDSUS?
Softball player, yes.
Fred Dreyer, actor, producer, and brain?
Yes.
What? Wait a minute, hold on a second. The cover of the San Diego magazine says Fred Dreyer, or Hunter, SDSUS, Fred Dreyer, actor, producer, brain. I get the actor. I get the producer. What's the brain part of the function?
Can't you put that together?
No. Could you help me with that?
Well, I don't know what they were thinking. I didn't write it.
Well, do you remember the article? Was it a good one?
No, it was a bad one.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, of course it was a good one.
Okay.
Why would I submit to writing for my hometown magazine?
That's nice. This is, it wasn't your hometown, but it was you played there. That's right. So anyway, you're looking good there. You're in the Levi's. You got the black shirt on. Still in good shape, just like that. Now, the next picture over is you in that kind of customary Hunter pose where you've got the split complimentary. Which my daughter finally figured out for me. It's on the color wheel.
It's taken you like 6 years.
Well, because you can't explain it to me.
Yes, I can.
Well, explain to our audience.
No, I've already done this a million times.
See if they
understand it. I'm not here to perform for you.
Here's what it is. I'll explain it to the audience here. And please give me the camera. Thank you very much. In fact, give me a shot here so I can actually explain it to you. Here's the deal. You take the color wheel. All right, let's say you're wearing whatever, black is down here. Whatever is opposite on the color wheel, that's the complementary color, and you split it. You take the two colors on either side of the other color on the color wheel. So get your color wheel, take whatever shirt or whatever you want to have on there, yellow shirt. I don't know what the complementary color is, opposite 180 degrees away, but you take the two colors on either side. There's your split complementary, and then I finally got it. That's all I got to say.
Well, how easy was that?
Easy when I explained it, but when you told me, it just made no sense at all.
I explained everything to you when you kept asking me, and the worst thing about it, ladies and gentlemen, you kept coming downstairs getting it wrong. Well, I'd send you back up. Well, I'd say, look, if you can't—
Don't give him a one-shot.
If you
this.
Can't figure this out— Then go up and put a black tie on, and you'll be closer.
It's just this. It's whatever color you pick. The opposite color on the wheel, the two colors on either side, split complementary. So now you know when somebody's wearing some goony-looking tie that doesn't look like it matches, it's a split complementary. They've taken the opposite
color. Stay away
from
Paisley.
Either side of the deal and there. Now, Oral Hershiser, who's a great Dodger pitcher and now announcer, he does Paisley from time to time.
Well... You know, you never can
be nice. That's about the nicest you get from Fred Dreyer. No comment.
Can't.
All right. So we got pictures here. Hold on a second here. So we got this one here. Pamela sent this in of you. So now this picture of you, you're wearing a nice kind of a, I don't want to say plaid, but it's a kind of a tweed. It's a tweed. Beautiful. I like this gray tweed jacket. I got to get one like this. You got a light blue a shirt on, and then you got a red tie with some kind of paisley design on that. What is that design?
No,
what is
it? Those are dots.
Those are dots. Okay.
It's not paisley.
So where was this picture taken? Was this like a photograph?
This was taken in downtown L.A.
Right.
While I was waiting to do a shot.
Okay.
You know, they always have the camera people, whether they're from Candles Company or whether they're from... NBC or what have you.
Now, this was from the San Diego Magazine article on Hunter, because there's a picture of you in the background. Number 77 was your college number, correct?
Yes.
All right, now we got another picture here. If we can go through these here again.
You're doing very well, by the way.
Thank you. Now, here's a picture of a Fred Dreyer in some tight shorts. I mean, these are kind of like Magnum PI shorts here, and they're kind of... coiffed on the side where the seam comes down the side. They kind of go up a little bit. We're going to post these on our website so all of you can see this. And it's a very tight, you got pretty good abs there. I don't want to comment on anything else there. And then you've got the shoulder pads on and nothing else. Ladies, I hope you can watch this because this is a good one here. And look at this. Young guy, nice looking hair, and you're just loaded up. You really could bring on that beard, let me tell you. That's a pretty darn good. When you decide to grow one, let's take a look at how you're coming along now.
How am I doing, Mike?
You're doing great. Can we get a close-up here? Because Fred Dreyer, last week we introduced the beard. It's starting to look good, I'm telling you. You got a mustache there. You got the beard. This is good.
Yeah, well.
You're going to get roles from now as a character actor for this.
I'm sure I will.
I'm sure you will. I'm serious.
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
That's good stuff. Okay.
I could play the version of Maverick.
Oh, that was a good TV show, Maverick. Yeah. Maverick, Top Gun, you're talking about. I'm talking about Maverick the Western.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so am I.
Okay, so there's a good picture of it. Now let's see what else we got. We got another picture here coming up. We'll go through this one here. This is, again, Fred Dreyer. This is when you're on the Rams, number 89 now. And boy. Now, there's another bearded picture here of you with what looks like almost handlebar kind of a mustache there. You had a pretty wide mustache there on the sideline. There's a picture on the right. And the other one is you clean shaven, just looking like you really are out there, like bringing it onto the game. Both pictures look like you're going.
I went back in, shaved, and came back out.
So wait a minute. So not only two safeties in one game in the same quarter, but the only player who started the game with a beard and a mustache.
Handlebar beard and came back out for the third quarter clean shaven.
Clean shaven during halftime. Yeah. Did the coach say, excuse you, and say, go ahead, Fred, you can shave?
He was on Percocet. He couldn't figure out what we were doing.
This is the greatest. So I did not know that. We've discovered something here. We'll definitely post these pictures of Fred in the second quarter kneeling on the side going like, oh, this beard is not doing me any good. And then he comes back in the third quarter clean shaven. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You're amazing. To confuse the opposition.
That the shoulder pad shot was a commercial I shot in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a studio shot.
So that was, were you selling shoulder pads? Is that what that was all about?
I don't know what it was. I don't know. Well, you know, it's a gay-driven medium. And, you know, so some guy says,
oh, the shorts.
See the shorts?
You're selling
the shorts.
I was making fun of. It says, Fred Dreyer, Los Angeles Rams, dual-purpose sports short. What were the two purposes of that? Possibly. Was that
for sportswear?
Or did sleep in it, right?
And for private wear.
What kind of private wear?
Look.
Your privates wear that pretty well, let me tell you. So that's the short there. Well, we should get these, see if there's still less manufacturers around and get them as a sponsor on the show. We're on 5 days a week.
Why don't you do that?
5 days a week, we're on.
Why don't you do something creative that we could get some money in here?
Oh, yeah. Throw it on my shoulders here,
buddy. Well, this is your dump,
that's
not mine.
Oh, buddy. Oh, dump. Oh, now we got it. Now we're starting to throw the insults out here. All right. Now, here's another picture of 89, and it's just a picture of you clean shaven. What happened here? Was it during the game, after the game? What was the deal on this?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you look like, you know, you got the hair longer. Kind of
look disheveled?
Yeah, well, it looks like maybe you were wearing the helmet a little too long.
I don't know for sure. You know something?
What's that?
If I could account for the reasoning behind every photograph taken of me,
yes,
I'd be a billionaire.
You would be.
Of course.
This is good. We're going to post these up at the website. Yeah. You know, we should do another one of those GalaxyCon things. You're about due for that.
Hey, what happened to that woman? She was really nice.
Yeah, we just need to call her and set it up again when you're ready. So that'll be
good. That how she left it?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, did she say, you know, if you want to do it again, we'll do it again?
Yeah, I think that's what we want
Maybe
to do.
I should wear the shoulder pads this time.
I think it would be good. All right, now let's see what else. Cheryl says, listening with hope. Cheryl wants to say hello to you, and she's got a new puppy called Moose.
Oh, wow.
Named after Moose Scourin from the old New York Yankees. Remember, didn't he play for the Dodgers for a while?
Bill Moose Scourin?
Bill the Moose Scourin, yeah.
Yeah, he played for the Dodgers for a while.
For a little bit there, too. So there you have it over there. So anyway, don't forget you can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Don't forget the underscore.
Yeah, get that underscore in there. That'll do it for you. That's good. Now, what else we got going up here? Holiday plans? Do you have anything for the holidays? You going to come by the house for Christmas Eve again this year?
You know, I have a responsibility that I accepted to do.
What's the responsibility?
Well, Burbank, you know, where they keep the horses.
Yeah.
They keep
Burbank Equestrian Center.
Yeah, and I go out there and I feed the horses.
You do? You do? This is something I didn't know about.
Yeah, I
did. So you go in there and feed the horses?
I feed the horses, and they have a reindeer there.
And so?
And so I nuzzle with him for an hour or two.
Well, you can bring him to the house if you want to. And then you can still have him. Yeah, look at that. You lit up on that one.
I could put him in the pool, in your pool.
We'll be back with more in the Sports Lodge. Don't go away.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Mistletoe home where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get us.
That's Brenda Lee.
Yeah, little Brenda Lee there.
She used to go to Ram games.
Yeah, it's good.
There used to be a whole list of celebrities who used to go to Ram games.
Now, looking ahead to this weekend here, the attorney for Deshaun Watson, Tony Busby, has invited Deshaun's accusers. You know, he was the guy doing the massage and was then charged by 20 women of sexual misconduct during massage sessions. And so he's back. He was suspended 11 games. What do you think? Do you think Houston will win this week?
Well, here's what I think.
Yeah.
They're going to suspend a Dodger pitcher who is ostensibly not as guilty as you thought he was.
Right.
Okay.
No charges.
But they refuse to give us the wherewithal and how it happened. But they're going to let Deshaun, who raped and molested masseuses, come back in, and they're going to give him a bonus to play.
Yeah, and he's
going to
be.
So you tell me what the hell is going on here, and I'd like to have. I'd like to have somebody from the National Football League office explain this to me.
Yeah, and it seems kind of crazy. I mean, I understand that the charges are out there, but if nothing was proven, I mean, they had police in doing it and everything. So, yeah.
Why is Trevor Bauer blackballed for baseball? Why is he taking this? Why is he not standing up and challenging? All these people are cowards when you confront them.
Yep.
All of them are. And why didn't they come out and just say, I didn't do it. Here's what happened. She's a liar. And this is the deal. And by the way, I think I deserve $250 million.
Exactly.
Because this Deshaun Watson went out and raped a bunch of girls.
This is why we need to have more days, because now we're finally getting into the show and it's over. So if you miss anything, please log on to our website, the Sports Lounge On Demand. Get the podcast up there. I'm Michael Horn. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thoughts, Fred?
I'm looking for Bauer's phone number. I got to give him a call. Wish him a happy Christmas.
Maybe we got him on next week.